Ginger Nuts, the New Zealand Derby winner, and co-trainer Jamie Richards flew in with the horse yesterday afternoon. Morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning, Andrew.
Very well to talk to you, mate. Looks like he's a real tough three-year-old.
Yeah, no, he's improved out of sight from Christmas, New Year, and taken a lot of confidence out of his wins and both the Avondale Guineas and the Derby, and he's come over in good order. He's a very happy horse, and we're looking forward to said day.
I guess this is the first major trip for him. How's he come through it, mate, in the, say, the first sort of 12 to 24 hours?
You know, he's a very laid-back character, Andrew. Nothing's too much of a problem for him. So when you're travelling like horses like that, it makes it a lot easier. And he ate well last night, licked the bin clean, and just had a light trot encounter at Wanwick this morning. And I rode him myself. I'm very happy with him.
I guess that's a plus, Jamie, that you can jump aboard and just make sure that they are feeling the right way.
Yeah, it's good to always have a bit of a feel for them. Got one of Sarge's boys is going to gallop him in the morning. I'd hate to get the markers wrong and bugger it up. So we'll get somebody to gallop him in the morning and go from there.
Okay. Just tell us a little bit about him, racing pattern and things like that. Just take us through so our listeners know a bit about him before we see him on Saturday.
Always been a little bit slow away from the barriers, especially over the shorter trips. We've sort of had to ride him quite aggressively to find a position, but in the Avondale Guineas, he was very slow away, missed it by five, and got back last and stayed inside on a soft track at Ellerslie, and sort of took all the shortcuts and won quite impressively. In the Derby, he was clean away from the barrier and ended up in a lovely spot, sort of midfield, one off, and came to the outside at the top of the straight, finished off really strong. So I think his racing manners are improving all the time as the horse continues to grow in confidence. And you know, he's been a project for a little while, but I'm really pleased with how he's coming along now.
His last three have been really good. I mean, that Avondale Guineas win, you mentioned it was soft ground, but it was just the way that he come through them.
Yeah, no, he sort of, that day, we sort of weren't sure where we were at. He'd won a pretty ordinary 65 mile at a place called Titeco, which, you know, they don't have Saturday meetings there, so to come out and do what he did in the Avondale Guineas gave us a lot of confidence as we headed towards the Derby, and we were just sort of hopeful that it wasn't a fluke, and you know, his winning the Derby showed that it wasn't.
Obie Bossom is coming over. He's a retained jockey, obviously, for David Ellis. He's coming over to ride.
Yes, he comes over. Opie's been suspended at home, so it's his first meeting back, but he knows the horse well now, and you know, I don't think it'll be any problem. Opie's a world-class rider, and I'm really looking forward to having him on.
So a little bit tomorrow morning and then bring on Saturday. And he's not nominated for the Derby. He's not a, you would have to pay the late entry, I think. So I guess you get through Saturday first?
Yep, that's right. We obviously paid a late entry in New Zealand as well because we weren't sure where we were at sort of way back in November when we had to nom him. And then you know, when the nominations came around for the Australian Derby, we sort of still weren't sure where we were going. So we just probably didn't expect him to improve as much as what he has, but really pleased with how he's going. And as you say, if he was to race well on the weekend, then we would pay the late nomination.
Talking with David Ellis from Tiarco over the last week or two, I think, is he going to be the sole horse for Sydney?
Look, it probably just depends how a filly called Dame Margot Fontaine races at Trentham on Saturday in the Oaks. She ran third in the Sunline Bars, her first run over ground Saturday week ago, and she's a filly that can handle a little bit of cut in the track. So if she was to run well, then John Galvin from Fortuna Syndications has indicated to us that he'd be keen to bring her over. Her work this morning was very good with another filly fashionably that we've got in the Oaks. So she would be the only one that would probably be coming towards Sydney, but there's certainly a nice team for Brisbane.
Okay, I was going to say Brisbane. David sounds like he's aiming towards it up there.
Yeah, no, we've got a lovely team of horses there. Hall of Fame and Heroic Valor, both Group 1 winning colts, and a couple of up-and-coming horses, Splurge and Zambezi Warrior and Shocking Luck for the Derby. So, you know, we'd like to think that we could have six or seven there and you know, target those better types of races.
Okay. And just finally with Ginger Nuts, you mentioned that that rain-affected track at Avondale. I mean, we don't know really how much rain we're going to get for the week, but if it became soft to heavy, would you be concerned?
No, I don't think so. Dropping back from 2,400 to 2,000 on a wet track wouldn't be a problem for him. I've said a couple of times before that people just think he's a wet tracker now, but he does go on top of it as well. So, you know, to be fair to the horse, he goes on anything. It might just be more of a hindrance for some of those other horses on slow tracks.
Understand. Well, mate, he's an exciting horse coming across right at the peak, winning the New Zealand Derby. Good luck on the weekend, mate.
Thank you very much.